Wexford proved they want to win it. Galway proving they want to win it. Might be just the Walsh Cup. It's very high in the air. It's going to hang around the area. Oh, the goalkeeper reaches up his left hand and pulls it down out of the air. Derek Fahey. Fahey sending it down towards midfield. And Paddy Foley under it again. The big man from Crossabeg, Ballymorne, hitting it inside. Yes! Over the bar as he was falling. 55 yards out to put Wexford in front. And the Wexford supporters, you think they'd won the All-Ireland, Billy. And it puts a point in front with the 4 minutes of additional time played. Yeah, what a comeback.
It's gone 8 seconds into that 4 minutes now. Whoever wins this ball will decide a lot, Liam.
The ball landing down. The referee, where is it? The slitter swinging inside the Wexford 65. Heavy bodies falling on the ground. The referee is standing looking on. What's he going to do? He's allowing it to go on. It's like a scrum in rugby or like a maul. Where is the slitter? I can't see it. Can the player see it? There's a Galway man comes away with it, runs into traffic. It's with their sub 22, Niall Burke. Niall Burke is hounded out by Sean Murphy and Aidan Rashford, and the ball worked back inside. It's Galway's number 7, Aidan Toohey, hand passing it off to the side, tearing down. It's one of their subs. It's 19. It's Thomas Monaghan over the far side. Oh, he put it wide. A chance of equalising it up. We've played 5 minutes now exactly of additional time, and surely the Walsh Cup is coming back to Wexford after an absence of just 2 years. But it's certainly provided with us a great evening's entertainment here in O'More Park, Billy.
Definitely so on that goal. I think that should be it, Liam. It's all
that's it. Wexford are the Walsh Cup champions, and from the reaction of the crowd, Billy, you think we'd won the Leinster final again.